Free. And if you're just joining us, just tuning in, welcome to the show. You're on Radio Life and Style. You got me, Mike, in the morning, driving you to work or back from the gym or wherever you're heading right now. And listen, where you should be heading, not this weekend, but next Saturday, the 4th of March, at Zimbali, there is a very special happening and a live music event of note. It's called Under the Stars, and it's the official launch event of the Zimbali Estate Foundation, featuring the renowned KZN Philharmonic Orchestra as the centerpiece. And you're invited to come and celebrate the ZEF's launch with this very exclusive dinner and musical experience. But to give you a little bit more insight into what the foundation is all about, in the house with me this morning, I've got one of the committee members of the recently formalized ZEF. Joe Duplessis joins me for a chat on the microphone this morning. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Mike, and to all your beautiful listeners out there.
You've got a good radio voice, Joe. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that before, but you haven't done this before, right?
No, this is my first radio.
You're doing a good job so far. Let's find out about the ZEF as it's been called. It's not a political party, no. It's the Zimbali Estate Foundation, and the official launch event is this really special Under the Stars thing. But beyond just this razzle, this event, there's an organization and a dedicated group of volunteers that are really excited and fired up and passionate about creating sustainable, impactful change in our local community. So, firstly, how did you get roped in and involved with the foundation, Joe?
Oh, Mike, that's a funny story. I went to a meeting and I put up my hand, and the next thing I knew.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the hand.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that hand. Don't put it up. But it's been such a privilege so far. The people on this committee and on this board are unbelievably passionate about delivering sustainable change on the ground.
And this is obviously something that you need a heart for the community to put up your hand and to get involved with an organization like this. But there really isn't an organization quite like the Zimbali Estate Foundation. Looking at the makeup of the thing and the heart of it, you've got, as I understand, a bit of a background in the NGO space. And you've had some bugbears, some sort of pet peeves with some of your previous interactions. What are the pain points been in the past, and how are they not going to be a factor with the Zimbali Estate Foundation?
Mike, my first job, my very first serious job was in HIV/AIDS research. And at that time, in the early 2000s, we got a lot of funding from America. And I watched while I was doing research on the ground, and I watched while a lot of this funding got absorbed by admin costs and salaries and
inefficiencies.
And I was really, really disheartened and disappointed by that.
Would you say there was even kind of blatant corruption at play, and sort of, you know, things going into people's pockets where it shouldn't be?
Yeah, I think I was too much of a worker to know what was really going on at high level, but I did notice that a lot of funding just got absorbed. And that is what happens. There are admin costs and so on in organizations, so I'm not knocking that. But my bugbear is when you give money, do you know that it's going to go to the ground, to the people on the ground who are trying to make a difference?
Yeah.
And so the Zimbali Estate Foundation, I am passionate about transparency, accountability, making sure that every cent goes where it's supposed to go. So none of our committee or board earn any money. We get donations as far as, you know, donated time, donated advertising and that kind of thing as far as possible. So we really have as much as we can of the funding we get that can go to the ground. That's and to organizations on the ground, because of course a foundation puts us in a brilliant position of being able to partner with stakeholders who want to give money and organizations who are doing the work on the ground. So some projects are our own initiative. And then other projects, we might partner with people who are doing the work. But at least we've got the facilities and the capabilities and the resources to check out the legitimate organizations and so on. And there are a lot of them on the North Coast. There are people doing fantastic work out there.
And the ZEF now joins that picture, that constellation of inspiring change-making organizations. And speaking of constellations, Under the Stars, this is the launch event, really getting the word out, creating awareness that the Zimbali Estate Foundation has arrived and it is a formal entity. And this, it's going to be a really, really special evening, particularly if you're a music lover, an appreciator of live music, and if you've never experienced the awesome power of a full orchestra. I mean, like, how many piece orchestras is this? It's not like a quartet. This is like, it's like a 56 piece. It's massive. And to watch it doing its full thing, it takes a whole day just for them to set up from 6 a.m. until, you know, showtime at 5 p.m. Everything has been carefully
orchestrated,
literally. So it's going to be a really incredible event. And, you know, just the fact that the orchestra is involved is something special in its own right, because, I mean, it's been tough times for the arts and for the KZN Philharmonic in particular. No government funding coming their way anymore, so they really depend on events like this. And if you, listening to this, think you would like to be one of the exclusive few who are able to experience it, limited to only 200 tickets for R1,000 per ticket. It includes dinner and a welcome drink. The dress code is smart casual, wear white. And the venue is the Zimbali Country Club. Looking at there's a really eclectic menu, by the way. There's kind of a global menu. There's Chinese, there's Mexican, there's Italian, there's Indian. And you'll find something to suit your palate for sure. And the orchestral performance split into two parts with dinner in the middle. Kicking off with a welcome drink at 5 p.m. The orchestra kicks in at 6 p.m. At 6:45, it's dinner. And then 7:30, the orchestra comes back in for part two. It's a family-friendly event. And a chance for you to be part of something kind of historic as the formal first real launch event for the Zimbali Estate Foundation. In fact, wanting to make it as accessible as possible, Joe, you've got a little story to tell, a little thing you want to throw out there. What's that?
Do, Mike, if you don't mind me telling a little story.
I love stories.
I grew up in Pretoria. Every year we used to come to the sea, to Salt Rock, actually, on holiday.
Hey.
And the whole way down, we listened to Hooked on Classics. And people of my generation or older will remember those tapes,
yeah,
that you put in the car, and we listened to classical music the whole way down. So my mother is a real, I think she's the world's biggest fan of classical music, but she lives in Hermanus and she's disabled. I would love, love, love to have been able to bring her to this event, because it's going to be wonderful to listen to a classical orchestra playing. But because she can't come, I would like to personally, not from the foundation, I would like to personally offer a ticket to someone, maybe an elderly woman or man, who can't afford to come, because let's be honest, this is not the cheapest event happening, and we fully appreciate that. But I would like to sponsor a ticket, and maybe somebody out there who can afford to do it but won't be able to attend the event might want to sponsor another ticket for somebody to be able to come and enjoy the show. And
that's,
I will
awesome.
Host them for the evening.
That's so
cool, I would
cool,
love to be able
man.
To do that for someone.
Wow, Joe, you see, there you go. You're really showing your heart on your sleeve. These are the kind of people at the heart of the organization. That's amazing. So for anyone listening to this who would like to take up that very kind and generous offer, obviously first come, first serve, you can send a little mail to events@zimbaliestatefoundation.org. Say you heard Joe on the radio, you heard the offer of the ticket on the radio, and please could you take her up on that offer, and we'll connect the dots for you there, and we'll see you at Under the Stars on Saturday the 4th at 5 p.m. Now, if you are listening to this and you actually are already itching to get your tickets, to make sure that you don't miss out, because only 200 tickets available, Quicket is the platform, quicket.co.za. But you have to search for Zimbali Estate Foundation. Am I right?
That's 100%.
If you look, type in Under the Stars or KZN Philharmonic, you're not going to find it. Type in Zimbali Estate Foundation on Quicket and the event page will be there. And you can scoop yourself up your tickets before they're all gone. You don't want to miss this. Trust me, it is something to be seen. And Joe, thanks for your very kind offer, and thanks for telling your story as well. Looking forward to seeing you under the stars, and to be having you back on again really soon to chat about the Estate Foundation, the Zimbali Estate Foundation's mission for 2023.
Mike, thanks so much for having us and for the exposure. And yeah, I just want to say to all the organizations out there that work in this community how much you all appreciate it.
There you go. Feel good vibes all around on a Thursday. You're hearing it here on 88 FM, bringing you back to the music. Remember to get onto quicket.co.za, search for the Zimbali Estate Foundation. You'll find the Under the Stars event page, and we'll see you there, hopefully, next Saturday, the 4th. It's going to be a night to remember.